Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. Now that Illinois lawmakers have cleared the way for a Chicago casino, the mayor says she's eager to get plans started. WBBM's political editor Craig Delamore with the story.
Mayor Lightfoot flatly refuses to even hint where a Chicago gaming operation might be located, but she says her administration will be looking at the results of studies, surveys, and focus groups about what it should be, and she has a broader vision.
I see this as a large entertainment district, not just the box of the casino. In order for us to maximize this once-in-a-generation opportunity that the General Assembly has given us, and to maximize the opportunities for revenue, for jobs, long-term economic viability of the city, and of course, to address our pension debt, we've got to be thoughtful and intentional about what we're designing.
She won't say how long that could take. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
High school athletes in Illinois could soon be gathering in small groups for workouts to prepare for their coming seasons, but there are still a lot of questions surrounding school sports for next academic year.
The Illinois High School Association is waiting for the State Department of Public Health to give its okay to a plan to allow high school athletes to begin doing agility drills and exercises, only in groups of 10 or fewer, and no training in their specific sports. IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson says August football training, for instance, will depend upon where the state is in its reopening. And when it comes to contact between players, that's another question awaiting an answer.
It could be in a practice setting, but maybe not in a competitive setting, taking students from one school to another. So there may be, you know, an extended timeline of when we are able to start games.
The IHSA is concerned some parents and students will opt to stay out of certain sports because of the pandemic. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The owner of a pub in far west suburban Elburn is defying the governor's order and has reopened for indoor sit-down service. The Daily Herald reports Eddie Goodell Pub and Grill on Main Street has installed a plastic shield between patrons and bartenders, put plastic sheets between tables, and removed some seating. Village President Jeff Walker says he not only supports the move and had dinner at the restaurant himself, but he has sent a letter to the governor questioning his authority to issue the orders. A major amusement park in northern Illinois making plans to reopen.
I think we're summer in the state of Illinois.
Whenever Six Flags Great America reopens, officials say visitors and staff will be required to wear face masks. Online reservations will be needed to keep the park from getting overcrowded. And while walking in, a machine will read visitors' temperatures while also checking their bags for prohibited items. Parks President Hank Salemi.
We're a big economic engine for the state of Illinois. We've put a comprehensive plan together to do it very safely, and we're anxious to do it in the right way, and we're hopeful to get to the state of Illinois to be able to do it well.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A $1,000 reward being offered for information leading to the arrest of those responsible for posting white pride graffiti in Naperville Park. Police say, in addition, the offenders also spray-painted gang symbols and other phrases at Cantori Park on Warm Springs Lane sometime between Sunday night and Monday morning. The owners of a comic book store on the Northwest Side hoping an online fundraising campaign allows them to keep operating.
Atlas Comics on the 5200 block of North Harlem has been in business for 32 years.
It's a pretty unique atmosphere here.
Owner John Stageland wants to continue. This is from his crowdfunding page on Indiegogo.
We're known in Chicago primarily as a back issue store. We don't do much with toys or games or t-shirts or posters. What we do have is a lot of old paper. Great Silver Age, some Golden Age, Bronze Age comics, and modern stuff. 70 or 80,000 books.
The fundraiser has brought in about $3,000 of the $7,000 goal. He's offering incentives to donors. Stageland is thankful for those who have helped out and hopes it continues. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.